الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear brothers and sisters 1 week ago we started to narrate our beliefs which are very important because these are our basics. If Aqeedah is not good or it is against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so then amal will not be accepted. So therefore, first of all, we have to correct our aqaid, our beliefs, and then our amal. So we have discussed 8 aqaid before, and inshallah we start from the 9th one. Allah Ta'ala has given man an understanding and the power of choice with which he chooses between good and evil. However, man does not have the power to bring anything into existence of his own accord. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with good deeds and displeased with evil deeds. Very, very simple explanation. Actually, there are 2 things. One is the fail and the other is kasb. As far as fail is concerned, so is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creator of all the creatures. So he is also creator of their amal, their af'al. But as far as kasb is concerned, so it is done by the human being, the mukallaf. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the choice of selecting bad or good or bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him hidayat, which shows what is good and what is bad. So it is his own intention with which he decides about good or bad. So it is that intention which makes the things of good nature or of the bad nature. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ So if we intend to do good, according to our ilm, we choose the best, the good, and we try. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when does it, so it is said that we have done it. And that is for the kasab. So this is actually explained in this thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the power to choose between good and bad. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala, number 10, Allah Ta'ala has not ordered man to do anything which is beyond his power. Yes, of course. This is what I said just now. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to offer 5 times prayer a day, we can do it. If any person tries to do it, he will be able to do it. Because if he says, I can't do it, so it will be compared with his other deeds. For example, the worldly deeds. Whether he can do it or not. If he can do those things, which are even difficult than the prayer. So it means he's just saying a lie. He can do it. For example, if a person really cannot do it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us forbid. For example, a person cannot stand, so he will be told, do offer prayer while sitting. And if he even cannot do it while sitting, so he can do it while laying or with ishara. If water is not available, tayammum is enough for that. But if a water is there, a person cannot do tayammum. Number 11. Allah Ta'ala is not bound by anything. Whatever mercy He shows is solely out of His kindness and virtue. Of course, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has the main power, has the main right to do the things. In nations, in United Nations, there are four or five countries with veto power. So they can exercise their veto powers according to their will. Although they might be wrong, and they usually are wrong, but they exercise their veto power. Well, they did not give anything to the people, but they impose their veto power on them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all the things. He is the creator. He is the sole provider of all the blessings to the people. Without His will, we cannot do anything. So, with all these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all powers. And He is not bound to do anything we want for that. But it is His blessing, it is His mercy, it is His raham karam that He fulfill our desires and does according to our wishes. Beliefs concerning the prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam and anbiya alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has sent down many prophets to guide mankind onto the right path. They are all free from sins, masum. Their actual number is known to Allah alone. In order to establish their truthfulness, Allah caused new and difficult acts to happen through them, which others cannot do. Such acts are called miracles, mu'jizat. Actually, there are many things a person cannot understand them and know them by their mind, by their aql. Even scientists do not know what is sky. They cannot. There are seven skies, but they don't know. They can't say. They say it is the end of the vision of our eyes. So they cannot see what happens in grave. They cannot see what happens after death. They cannot see what is paradise. They cannot see what is hell. They don't see angels. And many of scientists, they don't know what are jinns. So these are the things which we can know only by revealing to the prophets. Wahi. And angels come to them and they bring Wahi, and Anbiya know it. And then tell their Ummah. But to show their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them miracles, which other people cannot do. Number one thing, but it will be miracle only if it is for Anbiya, for the messengers. It will be karamat if it is for awliya. And it will be istidraj if it is for not good people. So it means, number two things, we know that Anbiya, they are masoom, they have their good characters. As a example, when for the first time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to invite his nation, his qabila for hidayat, to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called on them and asked them, whether if I will tell you that our enemy is behind this mountain and he can just attack on us from that side, will you believe it? All the people cried, why not? Because you are Sadiq and Amin. You are true. So we shall believe. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them about the real aqaid, real beliefs. Then they at once turned against them. So actually, the character of a Nabi, it's really a miracle by itself. So it is presented first, and then the other miracles. So if with a good character, these things are coming, so these are either miracles or kiramat. If it's for Anbiya, it's miracle. If it is for awliya, it's a kiramat. But if it's for bad character people, so these will not be karamat and these will not be miracles. And really, usually the people, they deceive the people by this way, that they show such things by science or by something jugglery and call them as awliya or anbiya. But the difference is this, the basic character. And is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sadiq, and he told us that there will be no prophet coming after me. So therefore, if anybody with such a good character before the people, if he addresses and he says that I am Nabi, even we shall not ask them for a miracle. If you ask him for miracles, with that a person can be kafir. Because first thing is already present, and that is Rasulullah has said that he is last Nabi. Khatam al-Nabiyin. MashaAllah. The first prophet is Adam alayhi salam, and the last is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the other came in between. These two, some of them are famous, such as Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Suleiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam,
عیسیٰ علیہ السلام، الیاس علیہ السلام، الیاسین علیہ السلام، یونس علیہ السلام، لوط علیہ السلام، ادریس علیہ السلام، ذوالکفل علیہ السلام، صالح علیہ السلام، ہود علیہ السلام، اینڈ شیو علیہ السلام، شعیب علیہ السلام، شعیب علیہ السلام، یوشع علیہ السلام. اللہ تعالیٰ ڈیڈ ناٹ شو دی ایگزیکٹ نمبر آف پرافٹس ٹو اینی ون. وی شوڈ دیئر فور ہیو دس بلیف دیٹ وی ہیو فیتھ ان آل دا پرافٹس دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سینڈ ڈاؤن دوز دیٹ وی نو آف اینڈ دوز دیٹ وی ڈو ناٹ نو آف ایز ویل. دس از ایکچولی امپورٹنٹ. We should believe in prophets, but the number we do not know. Whichever is the number, Allah knows it best. And only we know the names of few. So accept them by name. And those, their name are not told, so then we accept them without name. We say that those anbiya which have come, who have come, and even we do not know, we believe in them. The status of some prophet is higher than that of others. Tilkar rusul faddalna ba'dhum ala ba'd. The highest status is that of our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No new prophet can come after him. He is the prophet of all mankind and jinn right until the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala took our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically, which he was awake, from Makkah to Baitul Maqdis, and from there to the seven heavens, and from there to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. He then sent him back to Makkah. This journey is known as Miraj. So actually, it has been clearly told that our belief is this, that this was all done, not in dream, and physically. He was awake, and physically he went there. If a person says that it is in dream, so in dream many people can do. Can have this thing. So this is not the case. So these are aqaid, these are the beliefs, few beliefs we know. And as far as beliefs are concerned, we should be very sure about it. We should have yaqeen in them. We should have no doubt in them. Because the doubt can make the person kafir. Just like I have given the example, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khatam al-nabiyyin. So if a person asks a person claiming he is Nabi, if you are Nabi, then show me miracle. Even by saying this, he becomes kafir. Because now he has not yaqeen, doubt. He has doubt. So doubt cannot be present in a qaid. This should be doubt free. And this can be explained very, very, you can say, in concise form by Iman Mujmal. But these can be described in a little detail here. So we shall be discussing them also. And we should try our best to know
this in that much detail which is desired. Bhakti Zevar, I think it gives very, very reasonable, in a very reasonable detail, these aqaid. So, if we can understand them and remember them and bring our beliefs accordingly, inshallah, we shall be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to accept them by heart and say by words. Iqrarun bil lisani wa tasdeequn bil qalb. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.